Welcome, Sana and Steve. My Talk 107.1. This is where talk is fun.
You said it, lady.
Thank you, Steve. Oh, man, what a journey. Hey, Holly, I got to meet Steve's dog yesterday.
Oh!
He's just a buddy boo.
Oh, so sweet and freshly shorn, correct?
Fresh like a lamb.
He was feeling all kinds of fancy yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, with his nails all trimmed up.
That was, I guess, sort of a benchmark in our relationship, right? I did what many of people, of you know, my counselor, my pastor, some neighbors, what they told me to do, which was wait 3 years before you introduce that dog to Donna.
Mm-hmm. Did the same with the kid.
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
Did you meet in a neutral place?
Yes.
Like, you know, separated them?
It was like doing a Craigslist sale.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, all right, this has to be in a public place. We're going to meet in a mall corridor.
Steve had a friend nearby hiding.
Yeah.
The weird thing was, I didn't want this to happen. Donna, I felt like almost in a way kidnapped me. She said to me after the show, Steve, don't go anywhere. I'm coming with you. And I was like, no, that's like literally my least favorite phrase from you. I'm coming with you. And I was like, what? She's coming. And then she said, I'm going to be in that area of town because she was going to buy another garbage jacket after that one that she had on our social media, if you haven't seen it.
That was a great jacket.
It was a $3 jacket and it tore in two pieces. It was.
But I bought it that way. You know what I mean? It's like buying something from a garage sale.
It was not splitting at the seams when you bought it, right?
It wasn't. Yeah, the pleather, if you will, was starting to separate from the seam. Yeah, I bought it that way because it looked good from the front, and I was just going to use it for pictures.
That's character.
She also said, Holly, it would be her festival jacket.
Festival jacket.
Yeah, you know, when you go to a festival, you don't care if you get spill beer on your clothes.
Yeah, but are you scheduled to go to Bonnaroo anytime soon? Or is
honestly,
like the festival you're going, like festival foods, the grocery store?
No. there's a festival coming up in June that I'm particularly fond of.
Oh, it's that one out. It's that honky tonk one.
Mm-hmm.
Out, what's it called? Winstock or whatever?
Yep.
In Winstead? I don't know.
That is correct.
Works.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And I have a lot of friends there, so.
Well, yeehaw.
Thank you.
But it's like the Temu version of fringe, though, what she had happening on the back of her jacket. It was just like the pleather was like really separated up and down the spine.
Anyway, she was going there. That's not why you called.
She was going back into
not
that.
Not to that one. There's two. That one was from, that's the more dicey chance that you take.
Okay.
The other one is nice stuff.
She was going to get a replacement garbage jacket, is what I'm saying. So she was there.
Respect.
And then she stayed outside, and I brought Rexy out from the groomer, and I took him from soft-coated Wheaton Terrier down to, according to my daughter, when she took a picture of him, Siri said, identified him in that picture as an Italian Greyhound. So it was like a full-blown, or a whippet. It was just a full-blown, truly like a sheep.
You really take him down far. That's a lot.
I've done it. We did it once before because it's tough. If you don't stay on top of a long-haired dog's coat,
Mats.
The groomers, you almost do the groomers a favor when you don't have any illusions and you just say, hey, the matting's bad here. Just buzz him. It's his summer cut. The thing looks so hot anytime it's hot outside because he's just like a sheep dog. And so, yes, I buzzed him. And in I was talking with the groomer, Keith, he was like, look, in about a week or two, this is like in its primo spot. And that's true. Any time, like right after cut, when the texture of the hair starts to come in, that's when my wife likes it a little more. But I like him just as he is. I like him as this new breed of dog. If you want to see the before and after, I did put it up on my Instagram.
Okay.
But anyway.
Will do. Thank you. He's very sweet. He's kind of like you. Like, he doesn't really have an attention span.
Okay.
You know?
Is this what we're doing?
Well, he is very, you know,
squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his case, it was like, bulldog.
There was that bulldog that came out, though.
God,
it got
meaty.
All of our attention. He was a thick, thick tube of dog.
Yes, he was very cute.
But Donna, I would argue, just to defend Rex, you don't you weren't holding his attention, which is my criticism of you sometimes too. That's why I'm like, well, wait, I wanted you to be more, you know, engaging with him. You kept tugging on his little thumb tail.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at the before and after.
I was just petting it.
Like a different dog, Holly, right? The first time that I told them, hey, you guys are going to have to go low. Oh. There's so much matting. They brought the dog out from the corner, and I legitimately was like, oh, that's a really cute greyhound. Where's my dog? And then I was like, oh, no, it's amazing how dogs, when they are under fur, if you have a long-coated dog, it's amazing how, unless you give them a summer buzz, cool them down, you don't know how small their bodies actually are. Like, you kind of get a sense of it when you wash them. So if you're like bathing them at home, the big fluffy dog suddenly becomes this skeleton of a dog. Everything's right against them. But yes, I would say four of us in the family love him just like this. We always want his hair to be short. Dev, my 4-year-old, could not get enough of Rex yesterday. Aww. I mean, was just all over him, hugging him.
Because it's like having a brand new dog.
You know what's funny? So I took video, and when Dev came in and he was going to see Rex for the first time, and then Rex started running up to greet him, and Dev like shied away, like backed away, like scared. Like, who was this dog? I was like, buddy, that's Rex. And then he was like, that's Rex. And he couldn't believe it.
Oh, two completely different dogs.
Right, Holly? I mean, yes. That is drastic.
It is very drastic.
I
don't know if Rex is totally sold on the buzz, though. I'm getting a little sense of, like, where am I? Who am I? What is going on?
You know, he...
I'm looking him up.
It is a little bit... It's an identity shift,
yeah,
right? It's an identity shift. Here's what's interesting, though. We used to go to another groomer back in the day, and he would come back from the groomer and was like... And we just got, like, normal, like, puppy cuts. And he was disheveled for like the next 24 to 36 hours. He just wasn't himself. And it was really weird.
Like his weight was off or something.
It was, but yeah, right. Yeah, maybe it's like vertigo. And this one, full disclosure, I have a trade with the folks, a social media trade with the folks who did that. So you'll see an advertisement there when you see it on social media. But when he goes there, he's a happy-go-lucky dog. He just rebounds, lives life like normal. But I do think he's a little colder.
Oh,
so I put him on the little blanket.
Yeah, and it was like 30-something degrees outside and windy yesterday.
No, it wasn't, Donna. It was beautiful out yesterday.
The sun may have been shining, but the wind was cutting.
Mm-hmm. Had a little rain yesterday,
yes,
too.
Yes. Oh, it was
a little
tough.
Rain. Oh, by the way, also, ticks are out, in case you didn't know this yet.
What?
My dog went out into my yard, and shortly after, the kids were like, Rex has a tick on his ear now.
It's 40 degrees. What's happening?
It's okay, Donna. I think you're off on the temperature.
Yesterday, I think, was 41.
In the 50s. I know, but it's going up to like 60 today.
Okay, 60 is the absolute high today, and that won't happen until 5 p.m., 4 p.m.
We're going to be hitting almost 70 tomorrow.
Yeah, I love that.
I had to remove the tick with tweezers.
I hope you sanitize those tweezers after.
They're in the dishwasher right now.
Okay, great.
That's a man's way of sanitizing that. I was like, you're dirty. We put raw meat in there, right? Let's take a break.
All right.
It is a Wednesday, which means today at 11:30, we're going to play Whose Voice Is It Anyway? Always looking forward to that. Every day at 10:30, we play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. That happens in hour two if you listen on the podcast. When we come back, wait until I tell you about a ridiculously expensive bathroom in San Francisco that actually was going to be so much more expensive. It's mind-blowing. Think about your home value. That when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey guys, it's Donna for Blaze Credit Union. Blaze, if you haven't heard by now, Blaze is the result of a merge between two other credit unions, Highway and Spire. But here's the thing. Blaze still offers all the same loan options they did before the merge and still offering free checking and still giving back to the community. I love that about this financial institution. Blaze has over 250,000 members. They've got 26 locations in Minnesota. They've got two more coming this year. And they are driven by Midwestern values like community, like integrity, like plain old hard work. I happen to be a member of Blaze. I have a savings account and I finance my car through Blaze. But they offer all kinds of loans, mortgage, home equity loans, and they are the official credit union of the Minnesota Wild. You can find more about that at blazecu.com. Blaze is insured by NCUA and they're an equal housing opportunity lender.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Boy, Bradley Traynor's been awfully friendly lately.
I was going to say, who's over there? Do they not respect that this is your
This is my art studio? My reading. I'm like, you know.
Yeah. He just had a birthday yesterday.
Yeah, we were talking about it. We were talking about his princess port cake. And I said, I don't know what that is. And he said, well, that's because you're not from here. I said, well, I'm kind of from here now.
Yeah, he's not from here either.
He said he found out about it because same. And he loves it. So I said, you know, I'll still be here tomorrow. You could bring me a piece.
I remember having that at, oh, gosh, what's the name of the bakery? Darn it.
Ouellette's?
Might have been Ouellette's.
Well, that's where his was from.
It was so good and unique, and I hadn't had it before. And I had it on Twin Cities Live years ago, and I was like, wow, this is good.
You got to look up. I don't know what marzipan is.
It's almond.
Love that.
Yeah, it's like pasty almond.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, it's like the stuff you put in those swirly cakes. You know what I'm talking about?
It can be.
A swirly cake.
You know the cakes, they're more of a pastry. They kind of swirl, and you can, because you roll them.
Okay.
I don't know what they're called. They're swirly. My aunt used to make this as a like a Polish pastry, but I can't remember what it's called. I am sorry.
Crown Bakery is the one that I had.
Okay, got it. I'm glad we're clearing all this up. Thank you, Bradley, for the content.
Yeah, B-Dog. Does he seem different today?
He just seems very zen. You know what I mean? He's just a mellow guy.
He is chill. I mean, he yells on the radio show. You know, if you listen, he lets his cathartic screaming out like I do. But I think, by and large, don't you have trouble imagining him losing his temper?
Yes. Him and Rocco.
Oh, yeah, he's probably Rocco when he has to, like, set something straight with his kid. Man, his kid doesn't know he hit the lottery. He's like, bro, man.
I know.
Just don't hit me anymore, okay, man? I'm your dad. Super chill. Hey, you want to check out this new vinyl? That's not how Rocco talks, everybody. It's not how he talks, but we do think he might be high all the time.
Yeah, at least on life. I don't know what's going on. He's
he's breathing.
Man, I could do that for you, sure.
Yeah, also, never rattled. Sometimes grumpy. This is great. Let's do a hit piece on all of our coworkers. Sometimes grumpy, right? We go in there, Donna, and he's like, all right, you guys. Mm-hmm. He just gets... starts looking at his computer and typing, and that's his way of saying,
like, leave.
Get out of here now, please. And we're like, but Rocco,
we're not done talking.
But he's done listening.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'd like to read to you, Donna, from The Guardian.
Okay.
Relief as San Francisco's public toilet finally opens.
What?
Let me read. Yeah, this San Francisco made international headlines in 2022 when news broke that a project to build a public restroom in a town square would cost how much? Public restroom.
Public.
I think it's 50 square feet, by the way.
Oh, okay. $1.2 million.
Big money.
Big money. Yeah. $1.7 million.
I bet it's nice.
Do you? It's only 50 square feet, Donna. How nice can 50 square feet be in a place where people are actually crapping?
Okay, give me an example. What would be... I have spatial relation problems.
Okay.
What would be 50 square feet, something that I could understand?
That studio that you're in, but smaller.
Okay. That's a lot of money.
It's small. I'm looking at a picture of it. It's smaller than the studio that you're in.
Wow.
It's a lot of money. $1.7 million. Residents gathered for a toilet-themed party in the No Valley Town Square on Sunday that was designed to poke a little fun at the whole saga and celebrate the long-awaited bathroom, which ended up costing far less than the initial price.
Oh.
There was a band called American Standard after the toilet company. They performed. Kids wearing toilet paper played, and attendees took part in a number of toilet-themed games. They said, No Valley, let's hear it for our not $1.7 million bathroom. They had an event organizer there, made it all happen, ended up getting it done for just $200,000.
There you go. Okay.
That feels
great.
Yeah. They say, look, the materials and skilled labor, all of that skyrocketed during the pandemic. It had gone up some 23.2% since 2020. And so they were trying to say, hey, this is why it's going to cost $1.7 million. However, Donna, San Franciscans were like, isn't this just like you leave it to the powers that be, the elected, all that stuff? And it's like, yeah, I can do a new bathroom for $1.7 million.
Yeah.
You're on their side. Why are you not bashing this more?
Because I had a bathroom remodel about, I don't know, 10 years ago. And I was blown away by how much it cost. And it's a small bathroom. And they gutted it and then redid it. It had to have cost me $16,000. That's a lot of money.
$1.7 million. Donna.
I hear you, Steve.
You're with Big Toilet on this.
No,
You're with Big Toilet.
Listen, I just paid $3,000 for three toilets. Like,
what do they do?
Expensive.
$3,000?
Yes.
Do they have bidets?
No. They're your basic plastic toilet.
More toilet salesmen are running to your house right now. Ma'am, can I upgrade you? Bathroom 4 and 5.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll be back.
All right, bye-bye.
Friends, what's up? Stevie Boy from my buddies at the Canopy Group. Boy, talk about things costing a lot of money. Maybe that's your insurance right about now. Do you know how much your premium is? Do you really? Be honest. Do you know if it's gone up these past few years? Start to think maybe it has. You know, one of the reasons why your insurance premiums will go up is you're with a company that's been a little overexposed. Maybe there's been storms that have run through states that they happen to cover a lot of people in, so then there are a lot of claims. How do they offset the claims? They raise your premiums, whether or not that's necessarily impacting you. So maybe you should get options instead. You know what's cool is the Canopy Group has 16 different companies that they work with. So if you are with a company that's overexposed in like a storm-ridden area, maybe it's an opportunity for you to switch to another one and save in the process. And more important than anything else, get the best coverage for you in your specific situation. You need options when it comes to your insurance, and the Canopy Group has them, like 16 of them. Make the switch today. Go to thecanopygroup.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Whew. I got a couple of interesting celebrity couple stories. Okay. So if I may start with those.
I would love if you would.
Thank you.
And I will commit to being interested in celebrity couple stories.
Okay. And then whatever you've got, I too will feign interest.
I said I will commit to being interested. Oh. You're just going to feign it?
Yes.
Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Carry on.
It'll appear that I'm interested is what
Lovely.
I'm saying.
Okay, Lovely. Great.
Okay, so Donnie Wahlberg was on the Drew Barrymore show yesterday, and he said that he and his wife, Jenny McCarthy, sleep together on FaceTime when they're working in different locations.
You know, I've actually heard this before and had the same reaction of there's a little part of me that's like, that's really sweet. You know, if you still feel that way, that level of connection, there's a beautiful part of that. And then there's also the other part that is like, okay, you 16-year-olds, get over it and go to bed. Turn the FaceTime video off.
Then
just go to sleep.
Hi, honey. I got our cell phone bill.
Okay.
Donna. We went way over in data.
There's going to be Wi-Fi involved.
Yeah, there's Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
Donna. Okay, well, what are you doing? Acting like we're still paying like nights and weekends? Call me after 9. I'm running out of minutes.
On family MCI. And friends.
MCI. God Bob, rest her soul.
It's a boy.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You 1-800-COLLECT.
You have a collect call from.
All right. So Wi-Fi is free. Okay. Fine.
Data.
All right. So anyway, he says he's away most of the year working.
What does that mean, most of the year?
He's gone most of the time, not in his home.
Does that mean like 280 days a year?
I guess. I don't know what he's doing because I haven't seen him in anything lately.
Hey, Donna.
He's in Blue Bloods.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Blue Bloods. Yeah. I get him and his brother mixed up, too.
He's in Blue Bloods.
Okay, he says, but now we have the luxury of being able to sleep together when we're apart. So who's ever going to sleep first just calls the other one. And it's like, this is a quote. Why not, right? We're going to miss each other. Why wake up saying, oh my God, I missed you. I woke up at 3 a.m. I tell her, if you wake up at 3 a.m. and can't sleep, just tap me on the shoulder through the phone and I'll wake up and hang out with you for a while.
How does the shoulder tap happen?
I think you just go tap, 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 tap.
Donnie, tap, wake
tap.
Up.
Donnie, tap, tap.
Donnie, want sleep.
So weird. Okay, as if that's not enough to make you sick. He also keeps the sparks going by sending Jenny flowers every week. He's never missed a Monday in 10 years, says Jenny McCarthy. He treats me like a queen.
No, I think that that's really sweet.
It's cute. It's super cute.
That's nice.
He's my everything. He still gives me butterflies. He's the love of my life. I had a boyfriend who would write me a note every single day or leave me a note under my pillow. And it started out, I mean, it went on for, I don't know, at least 6 years. And it was, you know, it might be on my windshield when I'd go to work. It might be under my pillow. It might be in the fridge. If I traveled, it would be in my suitcase. You know, and they start out really nice, like, I love you. You're my everything. I hope you have a beautiful day. And by year 6, it was like, hey, can you pick up eggs on your way home? You know what I mean?
But that's something still nice about that, though,
cute.
Leaving the note. The butterflies thing, to go back to that, I have trouble imagining that. Like, so how long they've been together, Donna?
10 years? 10, 11, yeah.
All right, so Lou and I have been married for 18 years. I love her deeply. I can't imagine her getting butterflies when I get home from work or vice versa. Maybe it's because, I don't know, we're in so much of like a
routine.
There's often stuff that needs done, you know?
Yeah.
It's oh, Mom, you seem so excited. What's going on? Your father's going to be home soon.
Aw.
No, no, not aw. Not happen. Not real. More King of Queens. Think of that.
Yeah, because not only are you lovers.
Donna.
You're also, in a sense, business partners. And there's a business that needs to be run.
That is true.
You know, there's things that need to happen so you can be a well-functioning family.
This is true.
But that doesn't mean that there's not romance and love and butterflies on occasion.
Butterflies, no. I haven't felt butterflies.
Yeah, that's an early relationship.
Yeah, when they turn the corner, you're like, oh my gosh, they're here. What, am I supposed to get surprised when she comes out of the pantry? Oh my. Oh, there she is.
She has goldfish in her lips.
Look at that. I wonder if she's in a sharing mood.
Are they flavor blasted? Yeah.
I have so many questions.
Oh my gosh. Well, on the flip side that story, I saw this article in Page Six about Jon Bon Jovi, and he's been married to his wife, his high school sweetheart, Dorothea, for 34 years. And he was asked, what is the secret to such a long marriage? And he basically said, she put up with me cheating on her, essentially, and has been patient with me. It's because of her patience and her tolerance for his infidelity over the years. Mm. It's almost like he's having this moment of clarity, you know, where he says they have a mutual admiration of one another and they feel lucky enough to have grown up together. And he has deep regret for many affairs that he had on the road. And I think he sings about it in Bed of Roses.
Who's he laying down on the Bed of Roses? Or wait, no, I'm thinking, is that it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Isn't that Guns N' Roses?
No, wait. That's Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
And that's Poison.
Isn't I'm Going to Lay You Down on a Bed of Roses, Guns N' Roses? I'm going to lay you down on a bed of roses. And tonight
now as you close your eyes, now I'll be thinking about you while my mistress, she calls me to stand in her spotlight again. Tonight I won't be alone, but you know that don't mean I'm not lonely. I've got nothing to prove, for it's you that I die to defend. Oh, man.
Bon Jovi does sing Bed of Roses. I stand corrected. Although Poison sings Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them. What up, Brett Michaels? That's a wig, by the way.
No way.
I believe it's a wig. Wait, are you being sarcastic?
No.
I think it's a wig. I think it's a wig attached to his
attached to his bandana?
Stop, I think you could get those at
the state fair.
I think I could be totally making this up, but I'm pretty sure that Hulk Hogan has the same thing now.
Well, back in 2008, Hogan. He did deny it 16 years ago that he was wearing a wig under his hats and bandanas.
Hmm.
But then
he might be balding on top.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture of him. He is bald on top and has long hair on the sides, just like Jesse Ventura did for a while there.
You make me feel like a natural mullet.
All right, you guys, I am going to put a link right under Jerry Seinfeld's story there. Okay, check that out.
Okay, Donna, stand by.
And he's got a very pretty face.
Who, Brett Michaels? Yeah.
Yeah, he would look good bald. He could.
Okay, that's not a real picture,
Donna.
Yeah,
I was you're not suggesting
that. Oh, my Lord. I'm honestly, there are things that you do that no bit, mics off, concern me.
What? How do I know that's fake?
Eyeballs, Donna. It's called vision.
So now you think the bald picture is fake?
Yeah. Oh. Yes, I think the bald picture is fake, Donna.
You put that up there.
Now she's clarifying, Holly. Wait, you think the bald picture is fake?
Now we're going to have Mike put this up for everybody.
When's the last time you got a physical? Just a routine examination.
How am I supposed to know that's fake?
Again, Donna, it's the connection of your eyes and your brain should pretty much solve that mystery. Oh, Donna.
I mean, look, that's how I picture him looking.
Holly. It's like really bad Photoshop, Donna. Donna.
I'm one of those people, I can't tell if someone's had like Botox. You know, I'm like, I don't know. They just have a very smooth face. It's very fortunate.
Make it stop. Oh, Donna. And then you started this by talking about their cell phone charges for being on FaceTime. There's a whole lot of sweet in this segment.
I mean, I still go over my data.
I don't want to. Let's not. Mean... All right. Anyway. Oh.
Well, now I'm embarrassed. I'm going to crawl under a rock.
No.
You have for sure changed the way that Holly views you, though. This is a moment. This is a seminal moment in your relationship with Holly.
The title here, because I think it's a Reddit thing. It says, what's going on underneath that bandana? Okay. I mean.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
Tom Brady's going to have a roast, and it's going to be live on Netflix, ladies and gentlemen.
Donna, want, leave.
Okay. it's going to be happening, by the way, that Tom Brady roast that we've heard about forever. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, 8 p.m. Eastern, and it'll be live on Netflix, a part of Netflix's big comedy festival that they do, which is going to be fun. It's called Netflix. It's a joke, but it's going to be live, and we'll see what kind of shots they take. By the way, I heard somebody say Tom Brady. There's a rumor that Tom Brady has a hairpiece.
No.
There's a rumor.
Just assume everybody has a hairpiece.
No.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how women assume every woman with long, luscious hair after the age of 50 has extensions.
Yeah, it looks great.
I'm still looking at the Bret Michaels photo.
I'm so mad.
Like, also, just, you're not even understanding... Let me say it differently. It seems maybe you failed to miss, like, it's the exact same shirt, same chain, same face, same smile.
I looked at it real quick and was like, oh, I got to get this link in there for these guys.
Okay.
Thank you for being so considerate.
Yeah.
And vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little vulnerable. We love you, Donna, and we support you. We're going to come back. We got a whole new segment. Whole new segment. We will cleanse the palate. The FTC made a big announcement that, frankly, I think has Donna wanting to renegotiate her contract.
I don't think I have to.
I love it. We'll tell you about that when we come back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hello. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Holly's here, too.
Hey, Holly.
Hey, hi.
We'd like to thank our emailers for always emailing into the show.
So
giving us
sweet.
Your feedback. Phil said, hey, maybe Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy have a bunch of prepaid phone cards, Donna. Roseanne said, regarding Donna having spent $3,000 on three new toilets, Donna, you got screwed on the toilets.
Yep.
A really good toilet. Like one that can flush 15 ping pong balls, weird analogy, but that's how they advertise their toilet, is typically $150. Is it the labor that costs you so much?
I guess.
Even that is an issue. We need to talk about a guy that can help you out and do handyman stuff. I've got one.
All right.
He's good.
I love him.
And he's not my hubby.
Okay.
I'll be at the meal prep for, I think she means Ronald McDonald House.
Sure,
he wrote Children's
perfect.
Hospital. Great.
That'd be great. I'm looking for one. I got a lot of stuff that needs to get done. Thank you. All righty. I saw something.
Say something.
I will.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh? If you see something, say something.
With Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Well, I think it's official.
Hear it up.
Employers have been banned from adopting or enforcing clauses restricting workers' ability to move to competitors. Basically, non-competes.
There we go.
They can no longer exist, according to the Federal Trade Commission. They voted on Tuesday 3-2 to ban non-competes, which typically prevent workers from taking a new job from a rival or for starting a new business in the same field for a certain amount of time after they leave a company.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, you know, huge practice in Hollywood, in broadcasting, I'm sure in lots of tech fields and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, think about that. Especially, well, big executives, they'll do this too. Because, sure. And part of their pushback is they say, look, we've invested in you. You know, proprietary things about our business and way right. of conducting business. So that's the pushback.
Mm-hmm.
But the employer, and why I think this got overturned, was they're like, people need to have a right to find new work without necessarily moving states. Because we've had that, right? Where in the world of radio broadcasting and TV broadcasting, there's typically a non-compete because they don't want the person who's on Channel 11, the Channel 11 bosses don't want to wake up the next morning and then they appear on Channel 9.
Right.
But, you know, one of the coolest things ever in the world of wrestling, and Donna, I know you love wrestling, is they never had those. And so somebody could be fighting for the WWE one night and then show up the next night at WCW. And as a fan, your head would explode. You didn't believe it. You were like, what do you mean? They're with them. But boom. Now they're here. It's good drama, good theater.
Yeah.
So are you going to go get your contracts rewritten by your lawyers?
Are you?
I asked you first, Donna.
I don't think I need to.
I guess it
won't hold up. This will take effect, I believe, in 4 months.
Well, and this is already in effect in the state of Minnesota.
That's what I thought, Holly.
So this is a national decree. In the state of Minnesota already, the non-compete clauses went away last year.
Right.
So statewide, this is already in effect.
Yeah. Okay. But this is like SAG-AFTRA is saying that non-competes are essentially used to suppress wages in Hollywood, whereas they were traditionally limited to the most sought-after talent who agreed to have these clauses in their contracts in exchange for more money.
Sure.
Higher pay. Yeah. Yep. But the union said that a lot of times they speak with lower paid employees, some who earn as little as $11 an hour, who are forced to turn down competitors who come to them and offer them jobs for more money.
Yeah, this was famously like about 10 years ago. There was a sandwich chain that used non-compete agreements for folks who were just making sandwiches.
Oh,
I kind of remember this.
Yes, and then they dropped the non-compete clauses. That was back in 2016 because it was like, hey, I'm just making some sandwiches. I can make sandwiches over here. And then they were like, no, you can't make sandwiches
because you
over
signed
there.
This agreement.
Because you signed this agreement.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a bugger. That's a real
because you know
bugger.
you're not going to take part in a lawsuit because by the time all is said and done, think about the money that you'd have to spend. You know, and the non-compete will have expired by that time.
Right, right. It's funny because that comes up in every kind of contract in the world of broadcasting. And so not to speak out of school, but it's when I have had contract negotiations and they have, there's an element in there which has been a non-compete. And you understand it, right? Like I said, they don't want Donna waking up tomorrow morning back at K102. Like that's like, hey, we wanted you to be here. We've invested in you. I understand all that. That being said, I have always tried to let them know, hey, listen, just the thought of attending some other station's like orientation process is enough for that's my non-compete. I'm like, I'm not gonna do that.
If I'm being honest with you,
yes.
In my 30 plus years in radio, I've never had to go through an orientation process.
It shows, Donna.
You didn't get a folder.
Maybe an employee handbook.
What about the sexual harassment?
We may have had to watch a movie or two, but that's like a whole staff and existing, I already work for the company thing. I've never had to go through sit down for an hour with an HR person and a bunch of other new employees.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
Well, to that end, I try to just communicate that I don't want to ever like the idea of having a new boss at a new place who's
it's
like,
stressful.
Oh, and by the way, not even stressful. I don't want to deal with, I already feel old. I'm 40. I feel old. I'm like, I don't want to deal with a new boss who's like, actually, one weekend a month, we want you going to Jim's Hardware Store and doing an appearance and it's a part of a station. And I just am like, no, I'm in a place. I like the place.
You get really testy when you talk about this kind of stuff. My time is valuable and
you got to defend it, Donna. You have to.
I know, but you get real worked up about it.
I don't get worked up about it.
You don't even just say, well, I do. You know, I don't want it. But you're like, let me tell you something.
Listen up, brother.
I'm going to work 5 days a week from home.
This is what
I'm out.
Now, just a minute here.
Now, you have to be. See, this is why I would make a good agent for you and you would make a bad agent for me. But you're right. This is when Lou and the kids will tell me that all of a sudden we'll be talking about something that then I'm like passionate about. And then they're like, ooh, you look like scary guy right now.
Calm down.
I'm just trying to be passionate in that moment. You gotta fight for your right to party. But, Travis Kelce said it after the Beastie Boys.
Chill out, Karen. It's not that big of a, nobody's arguing with you.
That's the problem. that's the problem. But then, look, you and I were having a conversation yesterday, and I gave you a very definitive response. Now you know.
This is not for air.
How I feel about it. Case closed.
I know, but you didn't. This is the problem with America.
Donna.
Nobody allows for a discussion. Everything is an argument. It's my way or no way.
That was not like that yesterday.
But you can listen to what I had to say, but you immediately turned it and were like,
no,
let me tell you something.
I didn't turn it. And I listened to what you said, and I had a very different point of view on the specific topic. Okay. And so I shared with you my diverse opinion. It was just very counter to what yours was on the specific matter.
That's fine.
I said, hey, I respect where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from. But here's what I want to protect.
I don't remember that part.
That's because you are trying to...
I don't remember you saying, I can see where you're coming from. You're like, listen, that ain't happening.
No, I said it. We went back on the air, and then after the next commercial break, I said that. I need to go to a commercial break now. Now I'm all rattled.
This is how the sausage is made, everybody. Bye, Holly.
Sausage. Bye, Holly.